National Women's Day with 14 hours of programming. From 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., we will highlight female programmers, musicians, activists, artists, and athletes. Women's equality has made positive gains, but the world is still unequal. International Women's Day celebrates the social, political, and economic achievements of women while focusing attention on areas that require further action. Our 14 hours of International Women's Day programming is one of thousands of events throughout the world honoring the role of women. Join us on CITR 101.9 FM from 8 to 10 on March 8th and be inspired. For more information about the programming schedule, visit www.citr.ca. Tune in to CITR 101.9 FM on March 8th, 2014, as we celebrate International Women's Day with 14 hours of programming. From 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., we will highlight female programmers, musicians, activists, artists, and athletes. Women's equality has made positive gains, but the world is still unequal. International Women's Day celebrates the social, political, and economic achievements of women while focusing attention on areas that require further action. Our 14 hours of International Women's Day programming is one of thousands of events throughout the world honoring the role of women. Join us on CITR 101.9 FM from 8 to 10 on March 8th and be inspired. For more information about the programming schedule, visit www.citr.ca.
Sexy and Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR. Welcome to Sexy and Van City Radio, 101.9 FM on CITR. Or maybe you could be our podcast listeners, listening to this long after this show is over. But however you've decided to spend the hour with us, we're very, very glad to have you. So if you've been listening to CITR, not just my show, hopefully I'm encouraging you, and I beg and plead, and I'll even beg sexy if you want to beg and plead for you to make a donation, because it's really, really, really important. You can give us a call if you want to make a donation for our fund drive. It's 604-822-8648, and that's UBC unit, which can mean multitude of different things, of course, which could be very, very sexy or very, very proper. Whatever it is. In terms of if you decide to donate during my show, anybody who donates a donation over $20, I will give you a free pole dance lesson. And if you donate more than $50, I will give you a free 60-minute medical Qigong treatment as well. And it would be really good. And by the way, I'm certified for doing both of those things in terms of teaching and offering treatments. So if that's interesting. And if you donate over $100, we will do a pool party for you and three friends where you can learn how to do striptease as well as learning some basic pool tricks. And that's if you donate minimum $100. So I've got some pretty cool packages out there. Would be really awesome. Some of the other programmers have some amazing packages as well. So please support all of us. Okay. And I'm going to encourage pitching all through the show. But as well as that, one of the things I love to do on the show, besides talk about sex and relationships, is get really inspired and find super cool people. And especially when that happens on campus, I get really, really excited. And last week, I was lucky enough to be on campus to the UBC Dollar Briefing. And while I was there, I got to hear an amazing performer, the wonderful, the amazing, the talented Michael Wang, which was super cool. All of a sudden, I had this young man in front of us. And he starts beatboxing, and I've never heard beatboxing live, which is kind of sad considering I've been around for a long time. I've been at CITR for a long time as well, and it was super sexy, super cool. So I had to ask him to come on the show because why not? It's sexy, it's awesome, and he's really talented and he's from UBC, so I had to do that. So, Michael, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for having me here. This is my first interview, so let's have lots of fun with this. And I've never beatboxed into a mic that looks this fancy with this kind of mic stand. So, yeah, it should be fun.
It should be a lot of fun. You just make love to the mic. Ooh, there we go. I love that high pitch.
Yeah. Okay.
So how did you get into beatboxing?
So, yeah, the story behind my beatboxing interest was... I think I was about 12 years old, and I was watching Men in Black 2.
Okay.
And there was this one scene where Will Smith, or Agent J, was in the post office, and he started talking to the aliens in disguise using their alien tongue. And I remember I just kept rewinding the VCR, because there weren't DVDs at the time, and rewinding that over and over and just listening to that short, like, 1 minute. And then... when I was 16, I found out that that was actually a thing. Like, that was called beatboxing. So I went on YouTube. I searched up all these videos. My mind was blown. And that's when I started to pick it up.
Cool. For those of us who are not familiar with Men in Black, could you do, like, maybe a... would you feel comfortable doing, like, a 30-second chunk of that just to kind of do it?
I could do... I'll do some beatboxing. But that was 10 years ago. I don't even... You know what? I should rewatch that scene and try to recreate it at some point, but I'd be happy to do a little bit right now.
Okay. And I mean, and as you said, like, things have evolved so much since then, so that's super true. Cool.
Okay. So let's check this mic. Act one. Two, three, five, four. If you guys are ready, then let's hit it. At one, a two, a three, a four, a hit it, hip, 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 hit it.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I hope I lived up to the hyped up intro that you gave me.
I like to think you did. So I think that's super cool. And if anybody, if you're just joining us now, that was Michael Wang. He's pretty amazing. And he's right from UBC as well. So yeah, super cool.
I even live on campus. So fully from UBC.
So I'm going to say full on UBC content. So, and CanCon, so it's super cool and local. So literally, right local, as in within a kilometer. So yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, 3 minute walk to be precise. Yeah.
Cool. So in terms of the dedication, in terms of developing the skills originally, because I know as you continue to do it, you don't need to practice as much, but. Was it challenge, or what would you recommend for somebody who's trying to commit to something, whether it be beatboxing or anything, in terms of trying to do good at something?
I feel like for beatboxing, this is definitely true, and I'm pretty sure it applies to a lot of other fields, but I'd say just stick with it, because nobody's good when you start, right? I remember when I first started, like, I would only do it in the shower, and then... my parents would think, like, I have, like, bowel issues. Or, yeah, they, you know. And it took a while. Like, it took me a good year before I started to sound okay. I wouldn't even say decent, but it took me a long time before I was, like, happy with myself. And then, yeah, but I stuck with it, and I'm where I'm at now. But, yeah, there's still so much more to do and so much more to learn. But, yeah, the take-home point, just stick with it and... you know, you'll get past that amateur stage for any activity.
That's a good point. And now, as we were talking about in our pre-show chat, you're mentioning about the fact that just on YouTube now, there's just so much stuff to just kind of get inspired by, etc. Like, much more than Men in Black when you first started.
Oh, yeah. There's all these crazy beatboxers. So beatboxing for me, I'm kind of ashamed to admit it, but... I don't do it as much as I should. Like, sometimes I would drop it for about a year, and then I'd pick it up again, and then I'd go on YouTube, and there'd be so many new beatboxers that I never heard of the year before, and they're all so good, and yeah, it just blows my mind. Like, it's such a young art that I think it's developing really quickly right now, and there's lots of new people popping up in the scene.
Cool. Any faces that we should look out for that you think are super cool, besides you, of course?
In the local scene, there's a friend of mine, actually. His name is Tim Feng, and he made it to the top 16 for Canadian Beatbox Championships.
Wow. So
big shout out to him. But in the worldwide scene, I say the most famous Canadian beatboxer would be a guy called Korean FX.
Okay.
So he's good, and I'm proud to be a Canadian, because that's one thing we have on the Americans. I'm pretty sure our beatboxing is stronger than theirs.
That almost sounds like a challenge, in case there's any American listeners out there who want to challenge or give money and just say, hey, we need to have a CITR competition about beatboxing.
Do it.
So in terms of beatboxing, what makes a good beatboxer? Mm. Like, in your opinion?
So there's different criteria to judge by.
Okay.
And my personal preference is for like a really clear, crisp sound.
Mm.
You don't have to be the fastest, but if your sounds are nice and they're on beat, then I feel like that's the mark of a good beatboxer. Because some beatboxers, they just go purely for speed, and then it just sounds really messy. And yeah.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah. No, that makes total sense. What are some of your favorite things to beatbox? Like, what makes a good song when you're choosing? Because, like, the other night when you were performing, you had a variety of so many different things. So, and you, in a really short time, too. So, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know what? Let's do some of that first.
All right. Then,
yeah. Okay. So, this song is one of my favorites from high school. It goes like... I'm bringing I'm bringing a day and night. Ow, ow, ow. I twist and turn, I cannot fight the night. Ow, ow, ow. I don't actually know the lyrics, but ow, ow, ow. That's okay, cause here comes the draw.
That was awesome.
Thanks. So what were we even talking about?
We're talking about what makes a good song. What makes a song one that you kind of listen to and you're like, oh man, I totally want to beatbox that and learn that.
Oh, so one of the classics was Drop It Like It's Hot. Like everybody, everybody did that song because it was just so catchy, right?
Okay.
And it had like the natural sounds that were made by mouth already. So I just really like catchy songs. And I guess there's a difference between performing beatboxing and battling.
Okay.
So battling is a lot more technical, and it's a lot less people do covers of songs. They just do like pure beats. But for performance, I like to do more covers, so you know, people can get involved, they could groove to it.
Yeah
But yeah, it's catchy songs.
Give me an example of a cover song that you like to do besides the one you just did. So
okay, this one, yeah, this one's kind of, I feel like it's sensual, but let's see. I'm just a bachelor, looking for a partner, looking for a partner. I'm just a bachelor, looking looking for a partner. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Did you like that? Did you think that was catchy?
I did like that.
Okay.
Okay, what song is it? You can tell I do a spoken word show.
Oh. This is awkward because I don't even remember. Yeah. Wow, what song is that? Because it's, I think it's at least 10 years old, so I'd have to look that up.
Okay. It sounds like one we used to play when I used to teach pole dancing at the pole dance studio, but...
Yeah, the meow, 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 meow. Yeah, those sounds.
You know what I want to do? We're going to take a really, really quick short break. And during the break, I'm going to encourage everyone, please call in, make a donation. The money's raised. We're trying to raise $35,000. And right now, we are at $22,974.80. So I'm going to really encourage people, please, please, please. Our drive's on till noon tomorrow. It would be really awesome to try and raise some more money. It would be super duper cool. Yeah, and I don't even think my show's actually raised any money yet, which is kind of heartbreaking. Wow. So I'm just gonna oh, actually Val's saying she donated $5 from Folk Oasis. Thank you, Val. So it would be really awesome to have some money raised for my show. And as I was saying, if you donate $20 to my show, well, to CITR, on behalf of my show, we will you can have a pole dance lesson. Just for yourself. If you donate 50 or a little bit more, you can have a 60-minute Qigong treatment, which is pretty amazing. I'm actually getting trained for that at UBC right now as well, and have been practicing at Vital Health, which is an amazing clinic. And as well, if you donate more than $100, you can have a pole dance party with you and three friends for an hour. Oh, let's make it an hour and a half. And those are normally $300 to do it, where you can learn a little bit of lap dancing, a little bit of striptease, and some basic pole moves. So it's a really great girls' night out, which is super duper fun.
Yeah.
So
are you guys hearing this? $20 for a one-on-one pole dancing lesson? Come on, guys. $20. That's nothing.
It is an amazing, amazing, amazing workout. So I'm really going to encourage you, please, please, please donate. The monies raised are going to CITR, which is really important to support campus radio. There's so many different voices, so many different shows, so many amazing, amazing programs on this. And we support and play so much local music and a lot of UBC content as well. So I really encourage, please, please, please donate. Support this really, really awesome awesomeness because, yeah, it's here. And we want it to stay here, and especially as we move into the new building, because now the new student union building's getting close to completion. And with that, I'm hoping that with that, we're going to need some money to making our new CRTR home even more prettier than it is now.
Even and always, always improving.
And we can always use with extra equipment, etc. So I'm really going to encourage everybody, please, 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 please donate. So we're going to take a really quick short break. And when we come back, we're going to hear more from Michael Wang. And perhaps we're going to create some interesting music on air. And I think that's a really cool thing to say on my show because mine's all about sex and relationships usually. And so this is pretty sexy creating music.
Yeah, mix it up.
Very, very, very much so. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio. We will be right back. And as long as I'm not going to be technically challenged and be able to play something.
Just got
to
find that button.
I know. You think by the amount of people I have on about talking about buttons and how to find it, we'd be able to find it. So, but that's a whole other conversation.
The Clothesline Project was started by a group of women in the United States. Historically, it was a vehicle for survivors of violence to express their emotions by decorating a shirt. They then hung the shirts on a clothesline to be viewed by others as a testimony to the problems of violence against women. SASC, the AMS Sexual Assault Support Center, supports male, female, and trans survivors, and their clothesline is not restricted to only women's experiences of violence. Friends, family, and loved ones of survivors and anyone concerned by the levels of violence in our society are also invited to decorate a shirt. Clothesline 2014 will be hosted during the week of March 3rd to the 7th between 11 to 3 on the Sub Concourse. Please join us and bring your friends.
become a friend of CITR and get great discounts on Commercial Drive and in other areas at
Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, BAM Merch Canada, and the Vancouver Music Gallery.
Wow. It sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
CITR presents DJing 101.9. We offer people a way to learn about the fun of mixing, sharing music, and throwing events. Our workshops and studio access is free for students and members. No experience or turntables are necessary. Workshops from 4 to 8 p.m. are on Tuesdays in 212A in the Student Union Building at UBC. For more information, visit us at citr.ca or follow at CITRDJ on Twitter.
And we are back in Sexy and Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR. And if you're just joining us, we are in the midst of Beatbox World, which is pretty fun. So during our commercial break, I have the amazing Michael Wang in the studio right now, who is one of UBC's very own on campus, actually 3 minutes away. So he's very, very as local as it gets. And we were just talking about porn beat. And if anybody can think of what a porn is in terms of the music, we were just trying to think about it, and I couldn't come to, and nothing came to mind, literally.
Yeah, I couldn't think of any examples. I guess I just haven't watched, like, 80s porn, I guess.
Although porn is available so easily now. It's on, I mean, for heaven's sakes, it's the largest addiction, actually, that's growing epidemically in the world.
And I heard, like, for the American financial crisis, the porn industry, they employ more people than the motor industry, right? Or I don't know if that's just a rumor, but I remember reading an article about that, and they were like, yeah, no, we can't cut the whatever financial aid. Yeah, so it's interesting. It's a lot bigger than one would imagine, I think.
It is, very much so. That's interesting. I had no idea about that. So that's really interesting. Whether it's fact or fiction, that's that's fascinating. So yeah. And disturbing at the same time.
I feel like there's some truth behind it, even if it is. Yeah.
It makes sense. And I know it's one of the things when we have relationship counselors on the show as well, that sometimes that's a challenge just with the addiction piece, because it's one of our sex experts we've had on the show quite a bit, Tanya Diamond, who's the tantric teacher from Seattle. So one of her big things with that is it bothers her because in the States especially, sex and violence in the movies, etc., and it kicks up the cortisol levels in people's brains.
Yeah.
And as well as that, people are screaming for intimacy in their relationships, but because sometimes they keep looking for that high they get from from the pornography, and they're not getting it in their relationships, so they think something's wrong. There's just not that connection, and so people aren't fusing together as easily as they used to at one point.
Yeah, like it raises the expectations or just changes it to like an almost unrealistic kind of level, right? Yeah, it's funny. There was, I don't know if you've seen Don John, but that film was pretty much exactly what you were saying. Like, it's basically about a guy who's addicted to porn, and then he gets a girlfriend, but he can't stop watching porn, and he always would make comparisons between like his actual sex life and the porn that he watches, and he'd be like, it's just not as good. So,
and there's a lot of cases about that in the States as well. There was one study that was done in regards to Jenna Jameson, where there were university girls, and I cannot remember, please forgive me guys, what university it was that did the study, but in regards to where the university girls did not want to go out on dates because they didn't feel their bodies were as good as Jenna Jameson's.
Of and, all the people, like just that specific.
Oh yeah, that specific. Okay. And then there are guys at the same university who would rather stay home and jerk off than go out with the university girl because they knew that their bodies were not as good as Jenna Jameson's, wow. which was pretty intense.
Yeah.
And kind of sad, actually. So
yeah, it is.
Yeah. I mean, Jenna Jameson is, if you know, I'm sure she's a beautiful lady
mm-hmm.
and a smart businesswoman.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was really sad because I think it's really important for humans just to have connection, contact, etc., and happy, healthy sexuality, as well mm-hmm. as being able to connect relational.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely agree with that. Yeah, like a lot of media image, it really shouldn't bother people. Like, they should try to, you know, just love yourself, right?
I mean, mm-hmm.
there's no, yeah, you shouldn't live for any other reason but to, you know, be happy and be yourself.
Although that sometimes is challenging when we've got so many, and especially now with our phones and everything else, there's yeah. just so much just kind of pushed at
yeah,
us.
Yeah, everything's just in your face, like, mm-hmm. bam, look at this.
And, yeah. yeah. I mean, the nice thing about it is there's been some movements starting to shift. Mm-hmm. Things like the Raw Beauty Talks, for example, where they're getting a lot of people like Fiona Forbes and other media personalities, et cetera, mm-hmm. to get their pictures taken without their makeup on, without the airbrushing and all that stuff. Yeah. And just seeing what human beings actually really look like without all that,
yeah.
all that to make, you know, the touch-ups, et cetera.
For sure. I remember watching videos online. Of like the whole process of Photoshop after like all the makeup and all that, and mm-hmm. it's just like it feels like you're looking at two completely different people. So
yeah, very much so. And it's scary. And I think as things keep continuing to evolve on a tech level, mm-hmm. And as our society evolves, I think it's really important that movements like the Raw Talks movements, etc., that those keep coming more to the forefront, where it's okay just to be us, that
yeah.
we don't need plastic surgery, guys don't need like you know, pec implant yes or pectoral or butt implants.
I didn't even know those things existed.
Oh yeah,
yeah, learning every day. UBC.
Yes, very much so. And especially on Sexy and Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR.
Definitely.
But yeah, breast implants, things like labia bleaching, mm-hmm. Anal bleaching, because it doesn't look the same as it does in pornography, because they tend to pick the same types a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And just accepting that we're all different, we're all beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's okay to be different.
Mm-hmm. Especially with like all the tech, like you mentioned before, mm-hmm. like how many people actually look like their Facebook display picture in real life, like every day, right? They
mm-hmm.
pick like the nicest picture they could find with a really nice filter and yeah.
That's a good point. I think I'm weird. My Facebook picture, I'm actually hanging upside down, so I look very unusual.
My pictures are always with me, like, with my bedhead or, like, seven party hats on that you can't even see my face. Yeah, they're ridiculous. Yeah, it's funny. I was running for a position in student council, and everybody had these nice posters when they had, like, you know, like a blazer on, and I just photoshopped myself in a bathrobe onto like a fire breathing unicorn. Yeah.
How did you do?
I didn't get the position, but it was pretty close, I'd say.
Cool. Yeah. I was curious about that because I know at the John Hoskins Medical Center, they've done studies where 90% of we get 90% of our information from what we see
mm-hmm.
and 10% from what we hear.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I guess when you saw me perform, I was wearing mm-hmm. like normal clothes, but when I perform, I usually wear like this white bathrobe with like colored polka dots on it. And like it symbolizes all the countless hours that I spend in my shower beatboxing. Yeah, it's been a long time. So yeah, that's what I'd wear to performances.
Well, that's why we need that's why we need a YouTube channel for you.
Yeah, and my stage name is actually Big Wang, so it kind of fits with this, you know, the show's theme.
It does very much, actually. So that's awesome. So
yeah.
On that note, I'm going to encourage people, if you want to call in and make a donation for CITR, and I'm going to encourage that first and foremost, after you've made a donation, if you want to call up and just call to be on air with us and have an idea for a beat for our porno and you want us to add to that and you're willing to actually hold that beat and be able to do that, please give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And we'd love to have you on air if you can hold a porno beat. I'm very curious. And Michael and I are going to ad lib with that because I think that would be very entertaining and very, very fun.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, so I just took a drink of water, and this is a part of my routine that I like to do. I like to explain to people that as a beatboxer, I'm, like, inspired by everything around me and, like, all the sounds that I hear. So I'd take something such as drinking water, and I try to, like, sample the sounds. So me drinking water, like... then it would turn into a beat like... and then buy your money from it and just, you know, relate it to the songs that I hear. And I recently came up with a use for that initial sound, like the cap popping. And it's kind of, it's not so bassy, so it sounds like a fun, like, kiddie beat. And it goes like this. Son, when you grow up, you're gonna sound like this.
That was really hard not to laugh while you're doing it to ruin your song.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And, you know, I just like to have fun with it. Like that part where it was like, son, when you grow up.
Yeah. That's awesome. So dare we try? We haven't gotten any callers in yet in terms of a porno beat, but
oh, were they gonna like do, I don't know, like a sexy bass line or something like that, and then we were gonna,
yeah, I thought that could be really neat. So because I don't know if I know anything that's other than like the cheesy boom chicka chicka boom chicka cow, totally. But I think I'll start laughing too hard. I don't know if I can keep the beat.
There's one segment, that I use sometimes in a more crowd appropriate, like, performance, which is why you didn't hear at this charity fundraiser. yeah. So another sound that I sampled unwillingly, it was forced upon me by my roommate unknowingly, and, it sounds like this.
Oh, yeah. Right there.
And, like, I was in my room, like, I can hear you.
That's awesome.
That was an interesting night for all of us.
I bet it is. What's the most unusual experience you've had creating stuff in terms of beatbox and performance?
Oh, the most unusual. Let me think. I'd say off the top of my head, that would be it. Yeah, right now. I mean, maybe I'll come up with something and then I'll bring it up later in the show, or I could just send you an email.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah, you could have a laugh about it.
For future beatboxing, because you said each time you take a look on YouTube, etc., it's evolved so much. So what would you say are kind of the kind of things recently that you think are super cool that you've seen?
So recently, it's gotten a lot more technical. Like, the speed has increased a lot. And before, like, one of the most famous beatboxers called Razel, he would do stuff that's a lot more musical and, like, covers of songs and, like, try to mix in some singing. But now it's got, like, for example, I'll do a little... like, it's a lot more, like... like hardcore and like fast, right? But like the stuff I was doing earlier with the day and night cover and stuff like that, that's more, you know, songs and covers. That would be what was like I'd call old school beatboxing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. How the heck do you not get cramps in the on your cheeks and your mouth when you're doing that, like, besides practice? Because that would hurt like heck. So
it's funny because sometimes I do, like, if I actually practice for like a good half hour, like, I have to like massage my face. I could use that qigong thing that you were talking about.
You can make a donation.
Just on the facial region. Yeah. Yeah, like my tongue would get really tired if I do a lot of sounds. And yeah.
No, that makes, yeah, I can see that, because it was just like visualizing. Because I remember when I was a kid, one of my favorite things I wanted to learn is how to do flipper sounds.
Okay. Oh, you got to teach me that.
Oh. It's all air pockets.
Yeah.
It's like doing Donald Duck. And I can't believe I'm doing Donald Duck and flipper on Sexy and Van City Radio.
Sexy indeed. I'm sure there's a niche for that.
Yeah, I actually learned from one of my ex-boyfriends when I was 16 years old, and I thought it was the cutest thing ever, and I wanted to learn how to do it really, really badly. And so my cheeks got really super sore from poking at my cheeks and trying to get the air pockets and trying to make that sound. Mm-hmm. So I was really curious with you, because you're making a lot more sounds a lot faster. So
yeah, and like, I feel like the facial expressions are pretty hilarious to watch sometimes. Like, sometimes I just mute a beatbox video and I just watch, and I'd end up like laughing halfway through, because like their hands are going everywhere, their face is like all distorted. But yeah.
No, I think a lot of the stuff for that, for singing as well, a lot of it, and I'm going to encourage, because every once in a while for some of our listeners, we have people asking for tips on how to be better at giving oral sex. And I think if you're working your facial muscles, you're working your tongue, etc., obviously practice makes perfect, but if you don't have a partner to practice on, well, you know, just practicing and working all your facial muscles, etc., getting all those vibrations in the face, it's a good thing. So yeah,
just beatbox.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, and there's some great classes, ladies, if you want to, at The Art of Loving, and guys too as well. They've got some great classes for how to give, how to go down, and how to give great head as well. But a lot of it has to do with facial muscles, etc., and relaxing the throat, learning how to breathe, and all those things that make you a good singer and make you a good beatboxer. Yeah, as well.
It's all the same thing, really. I mean,
yeah. So we're going to take a really quick short break, and before we do a great short break. I can't even speak. Quick, short break.
Or gotta relax those facial muscles.
I do. Yeah, definitely need to practice. So right now we are, for our funding drive, we are at $23,000. I believe that's a $106.70. Yep. For our show so far, we've only made $5 tonight. Thank you, Val from Folk Oasis, for supporting our cause. But we're trying to get up to $25,000, so please, please, please make a donation. As mentioned earlier, you can, actually, I did not mention this earlier, you can either get a straight tax receipt for your donation, or I will give you a pole dance lesson for $20 donation. Man, minimum $20. $50 donation, a Qigong treatment for 60 minutes. Or $100 donation, you can get a pole dance party for you and three of your friends. So please give us a call, and please pledge 604-822-8648. That's 604-UBC-UNIT. And we're going to take a really quick short break. And when we come back, if you want to also call us during the breaks and kind of beatbox a little bit of porn, that would be really super cool, because I think Michael and I can play with that a little bit. And I mean play with it in the beatbox fashion. Yeah. Although you can use your imagination and come up with all sorts of things with mouth and tongue and all that lovely stuff too. You've been listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be right back. And where are we going? Yeah, just trying to find the right PSAs. Here we go. Let's put something else on.
Oh, technology.
Technology. It just does not want me to do it. There we go. Okay, maybe I will not be playing a commercial if I cannot. Oh, here we go. Yes.
Hi, everyone. We're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy.
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
Did you know that the UBC Bookstore collects food for the AMS Food Bank? If you would like to contribute, please bring your non-perishable food items to the bookstore and drop them off in the box near the front cash area. For more information, check out ams.ubc.ca under services.
It's true. And we are back at Sexy and Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR. And if you're just joining us right now, you've been missing out. We've been having the amazing, the sexy Michael Wang, the big Wang, who is super awesome beatboxer, who is basically UBC's own. And he's been doing a little bit of beatboxing on our show. And I know we're usually a spoken word show, but it is the funding drive for CITR. So we had to do something super special. So I thought this was a really super special thing to do.
Yeah, so donate, guys. Support the cause.
Very much, because campus and community radio is so, so, so important. And I'm going to really, really encourage you just to please donate. We've also got all sorts of great things going on. I've got my own prizes for my show, but as well, if you just want to donate to CITR, you can get some really great stuff. Even at a pledge of $30, you can get a Friends of CITR card, which means you can use that card and find out about all sorts of different there's all sorts of different shops and restaurants in town where you can get a discount because of the fact you've got a CITR card. So it's super cool. If you are donating to this show in particular and you donate $50, and we've only had $5 come in so far, and I'm so grateful, Val, thank you for donating that. But I would love, love, love to have more money coming in because CITR rocks, and we're going to be moving to the new building, and we're going to need some support for that, very much so. So if we can try and get it up to 25,000 by midnight, that would be awesome. And we're not that far away. We're already at $23,106.70. So we're doing pretty darn good. So wouldn't it be even so much better? It'd be almost orgasmic just to get it up to that next level, because we're hoping to achieve $35,000. So I'm just going to encourage people, wave your magic wand. Please give, give, give. Money, 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 money would be very beautiful. And in regards to that, my wonderful guest and I are going to talk a little bit more about beatboxing and stuff like that.
I just want to make a quick shout out because my friend just messaged me. I want to make a shout out to Wesley Jarrell. I love you, man. That's it. Yeah, that's all I wanted. Yeah, so let's talk more about beatboxing.
Definitely. So is there a beatboxing club on campus, anything, or is that something that should be started?
Yeah, that's a funny story. Like, I have been meaning to get together with a group of beatboxers and maybe try to get that thing started, but it's my last term, and I'm going to be leaving in about 2 months. So, yeah, I guess it's a mix of procrastination and just, yeah.
No, fair enough. So what's next for you? I didn't even ask you, what are you finishing if this is your last term?
I'm in integrated sciences, and I'm studying biochemistry, physiology, and organic chemistry.
That sounds big.
Yeah. Not what you'd expect from a beatboxer.
I think it's pretty cool, though. So it kind of reminds me, this is going to sound really strange, but there's a really old episode, and God, I'm showing my age, of Happy Days way back when, where Potsy couldn't remember all the parts of the body. Uh-huh. And so he actually sang them all in a song because he was able to memorize them once it was in a song. Yeah. So do you ever use beatboxing in terms of memorizing stuff for class, or not really?
You know what? I think I will start. That sounds like a great idea. Like, there's a chemistry song. It's the element song, where, the lyrics is just all the elements in the periodic table.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe I should make something like that. It'll blow up.
Actually, I bet your classmates would be over the moon, actually, because that would be a really cool thing to put on YouTube, especially with finals coming up, etc., and all the midterms right now at UBC.
Either that, or they'll hate me even more. So I go on YouTube and I see this stuff too. I just wanted a study break.
Well, either that, or it might inspire them, because in that way they can honestly say they are studying while they're listening to you.
That's true.
Memorizing the rhythm that you're putting it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was thinking of doing some hip hop, because I don't think I've really done that yet on the show. So, yeah.
Let's go nuts. Let's go sexy hip hop.
Okay. That shit cray.
Nice.
Do one last song.
Yes.
This is one of my favorite songs. Amelie. Oh, it doesn't sound like there's enough bass. Let me just adjust this. Amelie. Oh, yeah. That sounds better. Let's do this.
Okay.
I'm a millionaire, I'm a young cunny millionaire, for the Nigerian, and we're here.
Nice. That was awesome.
Is that your style of music? Because I know you did musical theater, right?
I did musical theater. I was a really not very in tune Rachel Berry is probably the best description of myself from Glee, but I thought I was really awesome. So.
I mean, I'm sure you were. So,
there's not as many things tape recorder wise, etc., that were around. Mm-hmm. Like now, it's easier to record stuff than back then. So,
So is your music taste very diverse too, because I'm assuming you listen to pole dancing music and then you have your Broadway stuff.
I have my Broadway stuff. I do have a weakness for Glee. still listen to, yes, I can't believe I'm going to say this on CITR, a lot of Britney Spears. But I also listen to a lot of local artists as well, like Tanya Aganabe, who I love, who sings for the foundation at Guilt & Co. in town. She's one of my favorites. That woman's got a voice that melts. Just absolutely incredible. And Jodie Quine as well, who's another local singer, songwriter as well, who's just about to go on tour next week to the States.
So since you're a Britney Spears fan, did you recognize that song I did?
Slay for You.
Oh, that was also a classic in beatboxing. I think a beatboxer called Killa Killa, he made that famous.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I kind of copied him.
Well, you made it your own. That's the important thing. If you're going to copy something, do it, and do it so it becomes yours.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. I know you said that it was going to be the last song, but did you want to do that one?
Sure. Let's do it.
Yay. Okay.
So, yeah, I'll start with the lyrics. I'm a slave for you. And the beat sounds like this. Well, not exactly, but that's my interpretation. And this is what they sound like together. I'm a slave for you. I'm a slave for you. I can hold it. See, I can control it. I'm a slave. And this is the part that I added.
No wonder Tommy went out of business. You don't have to sell any instruments anymore.
And that's a compliment for Marian. That's super cool. Yeah.
So I guess my little twist on that was I added like echo to it.
Oh, nice.
So the same song, but with echo on. Slave for you.
Woo!
hope you liked it. Hope it this cover, so to speak, lived up to the original.
I think it's awesome. So what's next for you after grad and in the world of beatboxing as well as is life, like your whole life?
I'm kind of scared and excited at the same time because I'm going to take a year off and I'm going to go travel around North America and hopefully just meet a lot of different people, gain some perspective because I'm actually from Hong Kong. So,
okay.
Yeah. So I've spent most of my life in just Vancouver and Hong Kong, and those are two niches of people,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. So I want to travel across North America and like meet lots of different people, maybe like bump into some beatboxers, collaborate, you know, yeah.
And create together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just gain some life experience, right?
I love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And any advice for all those lovely girls out there who want to date beatboxers that you'd recommend? So, what is that culture? Because I'm not familiar with it, so I'm just gonna put it out there and ask. So,
you know what's funny? Like me and my friend, he does popping, and we agree unanimously. Well, there's only two of us, but unanimously. We agree that popping and beatboxing does not get girls at all.
Okay.
It's always guys from the crowd that come up to us. They're like, whoa, that was really cool. Like, what's your name? Like, and then, you know, they chat with us. And then the girls are going to go like, and they just run away. And So I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay.
I think, yeah, we're just people too. We like, you know, different kinds of girls, I guess.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully that changes and I can have you back on the show after you've done some traveling and you can give me a different answer to that. So
yeah, for sure.
Hopefully that changes. So
yeah, that would be really cool. Like one year in the future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you see 1 year in the future if I have you back on the show and you've traveled and stuff and come back to Vancouver for a visit and send me a message and say, hey, I'm back in. Can I come back on the show and beatbox?
Yeah, that sounds good.
What would we be talking about? What do you vision?
I think I'd be a very different person. I'm a little scared because I'm going to be traveling by myself, like backpacking too. So no car, just going to be couch surfing everywhere. And we'll see how it turns out. I have no idea how it's going to change me, but I'm pretty sure it will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I don't know, for like as long as I can remember, I've just been in school, like the past 16 years or whatever. And I haven't taken really much time off, so this mm-hmm. is going to be the first time, really, when I do that. So
wow,
it's exciting, but it's also scary.
It is. Yeah. Well, in that case, if anybody wants to book you for beatboxing gigs or performances, because I know you've got one coming up, so mm-hmm. I don't know if you want to plug or kind of mention that and where they can find out more information about you and how to reach you, especially if you're going to be traveling where that might be easier because in that way, yeah.
It'll be like a North American tour if you want to book me.
Yeah.
So my Facebook page is facebook.com/BigWangMW. So Big Wang and then my initials, MW. And my email is MikeTheDragonWang@Hotmail.com.
Nice.
So.
And are you on Twitter as well?
No, I'm not a very tech savvy guy. Like you should see my phone. It's terrible.
Well, you know what? I think because of the fact you haven't needed to, because as Marian said, you know, instruments would go out of style actually, because you can do it all. So it's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It was
awesome.
Thank you
for having me. It's been a blast.
Yay!
Yeah, the time just flew by. 1 hour. Wow.
It did. Well, up next is Hans von Claus's Misery Hour. He is a very sexy man to be miserable with. He'll be guiding you through the wee hours with his awesome music. And I didn't get a chance to look at his shoes today because I was too busy and entranced in the beatboxing. But he always has very, very hot, very beautiful, really amazing shoes that give me shoegasms all the time. And I think we might be able to have time for one more.
I just wanted to say thank you to all my friends who are listening live right now. Like, they're sending me Facebook messages and stuff. So thank you all for tuning in. And I love you all.
Aw, did you want to do one last really quick thing to them? And just to close the show?
Sure, let's just freestyle for a little bit.
Okay. We've got about a minute and a half.
Okay. So. Yeah, it'll be done. I don't have that much breath. Yeah, okay. It's completely off the top of my head. Thanks.
Awesome. Right. Give it up for Michael Wang. That was awesome.
Thank you all for listening.
Thank you. Have a great night, everyone. Up next, Anne Marion's ready to go on right now. And support our fun drive. Please give us money at CITR 604-822-8648. That's 604-UBC-UNIT. Have a good night, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sexy in Van City. Bye-bye.
See ya.